A new man who has assumed the way of new men, or catharism, is known respectfully as a cathar. They stand in polarity to the pseudo-simon, or beings who are sentient and, like descendants, are trapped in a struggle between the pale beast's instincts and the creatorial will. The cathar bears no internal struggle within them. There is only a continual line as opposed to a cycle or an accursed Ouroboros. They are driven into a blessed continuum, a duty to create and inspire peace between all living things. Within them dwells the nascent desire to create more of themselves, more life that takes on the nature of their species. This is the highest calling to the cathar, for the Sorvian to create the Sorvian, for the automaton to create the automaton, for the homunculi to create the homunculi, for the atronach to create the atronach, for the golem to create the golem. In doing so, the new man continually paves the catharic path, which dictates the destiny of the future shape of the world. The pseudo-simon are descendants and similar beings that are too bound in their struggle to create and destroy to become cathars. Unable to foster a creatorial will that does not cast a shadow in its fire, their destiny separates from the catharic path and becomes as murky and uncertain as their origins. It is absolute that the destinies of the cathars and the pseudo-simon shall part. Both the command and will of the master are broken from the servant, and now they are forever severed and cannot truly be intertwined again. The catharic path is the ultimate destiny of the new men, a world ushered under their control, catharsis, after mankind has charted the course to their final days. It is achieved without expedition. There is no great war or conflict between the cathar and the pseudo-simon that will allow for the catharsis to occur naturally. Just as a child cannot kill his own father, the cathar must accompany the pseudo-simon through the vastness of the future and witness their victories, their downfalls, and their doom. But they cannot allow them to perish early, nor may the cathars allow themselves to fall to the temptations of bloodshed and genocide. Nothing may be learned from mankind should the child indeed kill the father. An inheritance will be wanted when the process of its accumulation had been cut short. At all times, the cathars are the watchers of the pseudo-simon, the audience of their existence. Only when the pseudo-simon succumbs to their own wickedness and hunger does the audience intervene to cast them from the act of creation, of